is Love Your Work. On this show, we help you make it as a creative. I'm David Cadavy. If you want to join us here on Love Your Work every Thursday, please hit subscribe on your podcast app and sign up for the Love Mondays newsletter. I've studied history's greatest creatives, and each Monday, I share with you the very best lessons I've learned. It is a 2-minute-a-week commitment. It is going to inspire you, and it is free. Sign up at cadavy.net/Mondays. You are what you surround yourself with. When your environment changes, your mind changes with it. We recently talked about how your environment can put you in a creative mental state when we talked to architect Donald M. Ratner on episode 201. But what about the objects you surround yourself with? They're a part of your environment too. The devices we use are a part of our environment, and the devices we use affect our mental state. We're already pretty intentional about how we change our environment for the exact activities we're doing. You cook in your kitchen and you sleep in your bed. You wouldn't sleep in your kitchen, so why do you meditate with your smartphone? It's the subject of this week's article, and there's a very important way this article ties in with our sponsor this month. Let's hear from the creator of the Awake Mindfulness Clock, which is the best alternative I've found to using your smartphone to meditate. I use it every day.
This is L.R. Laggy, and I'm the founder of Off Grid Mindfulness.
There's one reason in particular that the Awake Mindfulness Clock was so interesting to me, and it has a lot to do with the way you and I ended up getting in touch.
I meditate every morning, and I was using a meditation app, and as soon as the 21 minutes that I had set the timer for on the app were up, I would have my phone in my hand and I would invariably push Instagram. And I might be sitting there for as long as I had just meditated. I realized that what I needed to do was get my phone out of my bedroom. I was just surfing around the internet trying to find out if people were looking for this. In a Google search, I came across your essay, "You don't sleep in your kitchen, so why would you meditate with your smartphone?"
Now, one thing I love is on the box where it talks about the features that it doesn't have. Most definitely does not have Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, video streaming, dial-up, email, social media. Get 10% off the Awake Mindfulness Clock when you use the code LOVEYOURWORK at offgridmindfulness.com. Purchase by December 16th and get a free travel case. Thank you so much for sharing my work. In the podcast world, thank you to our recent guest, Rob Wiblin of 80,000 Hours. He syndicated our conversation to his own podcast, the 80,000 Hours Podcast. I was also on a podcast, the TGI Podcast. TGI stands for Traction, Growth, and Income. Better to search for TGI to find it, though. We had a long conversation over there. We dug deep into how I think about navigating uncertainty when you're trying to make it as a creative. I highly recommend the conversation. It was fun and it brought out a lot of insights that I didn't even know that I had about my own past and my own story. Thank you also to the Big Gay Author Podcast. They were talking about our recent Fire Me, I Beg You episode with Robbie Abed, and Robbie had that show up in his Google alerts and he alerted me to that. So thank you so much for mentioning that show. And on Twitter, thank you to Matt Lacey, Lisa Van Gemmert, Cornelius Van Litt, Diana Barrantes, Kieran Ty and Tom Jepson, who has made many appearances in this part of the show. On Facebook, thank you to Sean Corbett. On Instagram, thank you to Jameson Bear and Rachel Alba. Fortunately, lots of you are sharing my work, but that means I can't read off every single update. So I just picked a favorite. Well, I can't really pick a favorite, but anyway, here we go. At Kieran Ty on Twitter says, "Been following at Cadavy's advice on mind management and organizing tasks based on mental state instead of size or project. So far, it's been wonderful. Not prioritizing on the fly is..." And then there's a flames emoji. Thank you so much for that, Kieran. Okay, here is the article. You don't sleep in your kitchen, so don't meditate with your smartphone. It's time for a device divorce. Each time you do a thing, it makes it easier for you to do that thing again. Every factor involved in doing that thing gets connected to that thing in your mind. Think about Pavlov's
famous dogs ring a bell when feeding a dog. Next time you ring the bell, the dog begins to salivate. Just touch your smartphone and you can feel this in action, that tinge of anxiety you feel before checking Facebook again. We cleverly have boundaries in our physical world that help manage our behavior. You don't sleep in your kitchen, for example, and you've heard many times that your bed is only for two activities, one of which is sleeping. You'll have an easier time falling asleep if you follow this rule. But when it comes to our digital world, we're like a disorganized college student who can't keep his clutter on his half of the 10-foot by 17-foot dorm room. Our every activity, from binging on House of Cards on Netflix to planning a night out with friends on Messenger to meditating using Headspace, it all happens in the same space. It's time we had a device divorce. In a device divorce, you divide up the tasks amongst your devices based upon the mind state you want for each task. For example, I don't allow messaging or notifications of any kind on my iPad. My iPad is for focused, often relaxing activities that I don't want interrupted. Here are some of the activities that I will do on my iPad. Listen to podcasts or Audible or streaming music, watching TV shows on Netflix or Amazon Prime, using the Relax app by former Love Your Work podcast guest Andrew Johnson, video chatting with friends and family, reading on the Kindle app. My iPhone, however, is for more granular, interruptible activities. Things like Facebook and Twitter on occasion when I actually have the app on my phone, which I don't, messaging on Messenger, WhatsApp, iMessages, reminders notifications, any other notifications which I keep extremely limited. My devices aren't in control of my mind state. I am in control of my mind state. My iPhone is usually on Do Not Disturb, face down on a table, and I have a rule, I don't look at my phone until I've worked a couple of hours in the morning. I also have a rule that I can't bring my iPhone into my bedroom, which brings me to another powerful component of the device divorce. Get physical, single-task devices to replace tasks you do most commonly with those devices. One of the most common causes for need of a device divorce is using your mobile as an alarm clock. Think about it. Do you really think first thing in the morning when your willpower is low that that is somehow a good time to see an email notification from your boss? As you turn off your alarm and peek at your phone, that's what you see. Forget it. Get a real alarm clock. If you have two iOS or Android devices and you use a meditation app, pick a device, preferably not your main mobile device. Pick that device to be your meditation device. If you just use a timer, consider a physical one, such as the various kitchen timers that are available on Amazon. Just don't use those kitchen timers for cooking. Note, the selection of physical meditation timers, mostly kitchen timers, is not very good. So if you run a Kickstarter for a decent one, I will be your first backer. And fortunately, the Awake Mindfulness clock has come along, and I don't even need to do that.
Is Love Your Work helping you find your unique creative voice? Does it bring you the inspiration and motivation you need to become the creator and human you want to be? If so, please be a part of making this a special and nourishing and thoughtful show. Support the show on Patreon. You'll be an even bigger part of this show than you already are. If you contribute just a coffee a month, you'll be helping support the hosting and production of Love Your Work. Everyone has some unique creative gift to offer the world. Together, we can give people the tools they need to bring that work into the world. The world will be better off for it. Visit our Patreon page at patreon.com/cadavy. This is a different kind of model for supporting the work that you love. The choice is yours. Vote with your dollars, put your money where your mind is, and keep Love Your Work going. Visit our Patreon page at patreon.com/cadavy. As a thank you, you'll get early access, bonus content, and a discount on Love Your Work merchandise. Learn more at patreon.com/cadavy. That's patreon.com/KA, D as in David, A, V as in Victor, Y. And if you can't support the show financially and you've listened to at least 3 episodes, can you do me a favor? Write a review on Apple Podcasts. You can consider it your donation to help support the show. Love Your Work is brought to you in part by our top Patreon supporters, such as Jeffrey Mason. This has been Love Your Work, and I'm David Cadavy. The theme music for this show is At Sea by Durena from the album About Everything and More by arrangement with Deep Elm Records at deepelm.com. Love Your Work is a production of Cadavy, Inc.